It is now 11:10 a.m. and I'm calling the meeting to order for the Arizona State Board of Dispensing Opticians. We will move on after coming out of executive session into number 5, initial case review. A, Arizona Optometry Partners, PC. And we, according to our report from Mr. McClafferty and the summarization by Michael Cyril, have an understanding of their organizational structure, and we feel that they are still not in compliance with the requirement to be licensed optical establishments. And I think we need to move to the next steps of having Megan and our Assistant Attorney General, Gene, go ahead and meet with their representative or whoever wants to meet with them and explain our role and our position and move forward with what we can come up with a reasonable solution to go forward with their business as well as our position as a board and our identification and interpretations. If you look at the minutes from the February meeting, Michael did a good job of recapping what has been found, and the finding is, again, that the ownership being a corporation, the exemption of 1691 does not apply to these locations. Therefore, they are falling under our description of optical establishments and then are required to acquire an establishment license for these locations that are now not being owned by the optometrist. Any other questions or concerns? I guess entertain a motion to take that into meeting between Megan and Gene to go ahead and get back with Arizona Optometric Partners and explain the board's position, and then we can move forward. Obviously, we would move this to next month's agenda as well to continue the discussion following the results of their meeting with the optometric members. Go ahead.
This is Jean Galvin. Could we just verify that there is no representative from Arizona Optometry Partners on the line that would want to comment or have anything to say?
I didn't hear anybody from them, but
no.
If there is anybody.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. So I guess that puts the ball back in our court. And so I suggest that that's my decision. I don't know. I assume, Gene, do we need to put that to a vote?
I would appreciate it. If there are any parameters that you would like myself and Ms. Darien to offer to Arizona Optometry Partners as far as this resolution that you're considering, then I would find that most helpful.
Okay. I can only speak as going back into past situations where we've had acquisitions of multiple locations and understanding that they have not operated under our rules and regs and our statutes before, because they were owned independently by the doctors of optometry, that what we have done in the past is come to an agreement with them as to a reasonable timeline for them to be in compliance of the optical establishment requirements of the state. And then I would also suggest maybe giving them an opportunity to come in compliance and get their establishment license. The fact is that they are still in violation of our requirement for optical establishment licenses. And I think that needs to be expressed and then see if we can work out on a reasonable agreement and timeline for them to come in to compliance, knowing that they have multiple locations to deal with. It's not just one or two. because they do. We've identified 10 locations that are in violation of our statutes. And so we have to, I think, be reasonable to give them an opportunity to, if they agree to become in compliant with our statutes, to get into the position to be able to become compliant. And I don't know what that time frame is. That could be something that could be mutually agreed upon to allow that to occur. Does that answer your question?
It sure does. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. So,
Mr. Chairman, would we want that done before the next meeting?
I would think
put it on a future agenda.
Exactly. Should be on the next meeting agenda. So this is something we would want to do in an expeditious manner, both for them and us, and come to something that's feasible to be able to accomplish and move forward.
So should we give a timeline on when this meeting should occur, like before the end of March?
Yeah, we need to have, yes, it needs to be done before our next meeting, which is, I think, April
5th. It's April 5th.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, this is Suzanne Coleman, and I'd like to make a motion that a meeting be set up between Megan Darien and our counsel, Jane Galvin, our assistant AG, and to meet with Arizona Optometry Partners to work out a schedule of getting them into compliance, since this was a change on their part. And they'll now be acting under our rules and regulations. So we'd like that done in an expeditious manner and hopefully by the end of the month so that it can be placed on our next, so we'll have an outcome that can be placed on our next agenda for our April 5th meeting.
This is Michael. I second the motion.
Okay, it's been moved by Suzanne and seconded by Michael to move forward with a meeting with Arizona Optometry Partners PC, discuss the results of this meeting, and come to an agreement to move forward by the end of the month so we can have it on our agenda for the April meeting. Any discussion? Put it to the roll call vote. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Sherry Mays is recused. Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Deb Bright? Michael Cyril?
Aye.
Carrie Brown?
Aye.
Deb Bright? Must have lost her in the transition. Okay. Majority have approved this, so we'll move forward to 5B and C. I think they can be kind of put together. They're the same issue. Locations with no licensed dispensing optician present. I believe we have a representative from Nationwide, Dr. Wiggins. Yes, no, did we lose him? Okay. Nationwide is saying that they're going to not get licensed DOs in these two locations. They're going to run under the optometry supervision. And again, let's go back to what we have done in the past. And let them know that the option of having the optometrist supervise the dispensaries, it's not an option since they are employed and they are not exempt to the by 1691, and they are covered under the requirements of a optical dispensary, optical establishment on 1671-4, and the requirements are that you have an LDO, full-time LDO, at least 32 hours on staff at each location that you are operating. And I think we need to proceed with responding to them. Again, Megan and Jean, let them know that their letter for what they claimed does not meet with the standards that we have established. And we would like to come to an agreement that they are going to become into compliance at a given time. But right now, meaning I think there's no question that these locations are in current violation of their establishment licenses. Any discussion? Any comments?
Dr. Chairman, did we have they already been notified by us, or is a letter in order at this time?
They've notified and they've responded.
Okay.
We have a response from them. Let's see, what did they say? They say they're no longer operating as an optical establishment under jurisdiction of the Area Administrative Code. We don't know why. They claim they're operating as an optometry office, but the reality is they're still nationwide, which puts them under the corporation. That's, I guess, that would be the thing we would need to clarify. Because we've had response from them, they want to come in compliance, but then we get the response that they're going to now operate them as direct supervision of a licensed optometrist. That's not the issue as much as it's who's the ownership of the facility. Is the facility owned by Nationwide or the optometrist? In which case, if it's owned by the optometrist, then that could operate under 1691. But if it's still owned by Nationwide, then that becomes mute who's going to be supervising. And they're required to have a licensed dispensing optician. Any other questions about this? That's where I think we need to reach out and say what they're offering is their solution. I don't think is acceptable. I thought we had Dr. Wiggins from Nationwide here who was going to respond to that. But, so I guess the next step is to reach out to them and say your letter does not satisfy requirements of the board. Any other comments or concerns?
This is Jean Galvin, and just to clarify, do you want a letter to go out from board staff stating that the response is not sufficient, and or do you want Ms. Daring and I to set up a meeting with their representative to try to reach a resolution?
I think it would be beneficial to set up a meeting because of the fact that this is a different feedback than we've received from them in the past, in past situations, and we need to understand what their position is, and I don't know if we do that just strictly with a letter. We have the response by the letter. I agree that you're saying we should sell them. That's not sufficient. So I guess that would be the steps to, like you say, maybe respond to them that this is not a sufficient answer. We find them still in violation and reach out to see if they can come to the table, basically.
Well, there you're saying a letter. A letter or a meeting?
I think we need to go with a letter in response to their letter to us. And answer
part
that.
Of that letter.
Well, actually, no, I take it back. Megan has, I got the whole thing here. Megan did respond to this. And I think, what was the timing on this? Yeah, Megan responded back telling him that, yeah, 1691 does not apply. So she has responded. So I guess we need to set up reach out to a meeting. I missed the part above what I was reading where Megan actually responded to them with the same argument that I just said. So they have received our response that it's that we don't accept theirs. So now I think it's the next step. They are in
a meeting.
They are, it's a meeting to come to a conflict resolution if possible, because they are still in violation of our statutes. And we did get their response. I'm sorry. My bad. So it would be a meeting to discuss.
Okay, if that's the case, this is Suzanne Coleman, and I'd like to make a motion that we offer a meeting between Gene Galvin and Megan Darien, along with representatives of their choice from Nationwide Vision in regards to their noncompliance at this time. Should we put a possibly also the end of the month for this so that it could be resolved and put on our next agenda for the following month in April?
Yes, it's more than 30 days out. I would say yes.
All right. So then we would add that to the motion then. Are we processed by... Go ahead.
I'm sorry. This is Jean Galvin. May I make one clarification? The communication to the board is dated February 23rd, and it is signed by Christopher Feldmeyer, and he is noted as general counsel. My understanding is that he is not located in Arizona, and I don't know if he is licensed to practice here, but if he is taking on a role of advocate on behalf of the agency, then that advocacy would need to be done by an Arizona licensed attorney. So when you say that they, we should offer them a meeting with a representative of their choice, I would add the caveat
that
if it's going to be an attorney, he or she needs to be licensed in Arizona.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm reading, well, I've got another letter in here too. So, yeah.
Okay. Okay, well, this is Suzanne Coleman. I'd like to amend my motion that's on the floor currently to include the advocacy of their choice be by an Arizona licensed attorney.
This is Sherry Mays, and I'll second that motion.
Any discussion? Thank you for your input, by the way, Jean. I'm running two letters behind on the communication. Yes, he's doing the same claim about 1691. And I don't know. Mm-hmm. We'd have to, I guess, check the corporation command to see if they're if they've made a change in their identification of these offices as their ownership. Because that's one of the things we found through the corporation commission as to what the track record is going back. Maybe they've changed. That's what we'd have to find out. So thank you very much for that. And thank you for the motion that's been motioned and seconded to set up a meeting with Nationwide Vision with a representative of theirs that is a Arizona licensed lawyer to meet with our AAG and Megan Darien. And timeline would be try to get it done by the end of the month so it can be on the April agenda. Any other questions? Okay, we'll put it to a roll call vote. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Sherry Mays?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Deb Bright? Michael Searle?
Aye.
Terry Brown?
Aye.
Okay, it's been moved, seconded, and passed on 5B and C. Can you reach out and meet with their legal representative? Move on to 6A, applications for licensed optician.
This is Suzanne Coleman, and would like to make a motion that we accept the following applications for licensed optician for Amanda Lynn Scheffler, Amy L. Welch, Chloe Jackson, and Jeremy John Williams.
And this is Sherry Mays, and I'd like to second that motion.
And moved and seconded to accept the applications for licensed dispensing opticians. the state of Arizona from these four applicants. Any other questions? Put it to roll call vote. Dale Nyblad, aye. Suzanne Coleman.
Aye.
Sherry Mays.
Aye.
Eileen Pettit.
Aye.
Michael Searle.
Aye.
Terry Brown.
Aye.
Congratulations to these four new licensed dispensing opticians. Welcome. Move to 6B, application for reinstatement.
Aye. I said aye. Deb Bright says aye.
Oh. Thanks, Deb.
This is Suzanne Coleman, and I'd like to make a motion that we accept the following application for reinstatement for Marvelli Aristagi.
And this is Sherry Mays, and I'll second that motion.
It's been moved and seconded to accept the application for reinstatement. Any discussion? Roll call vote. Dale Nyblad, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Sherry Mays?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Deb Bright?
Aye.
Michael Searle?
Aye.
Terry Brown?
Aye.
And the application has been accepted for Marvelli. Move to 6C.
This is Suzanne Coleman, and I'd like to make a motion that we accept the following applications for optical establishment from Nationwide Vision Center, number 3434 in Avondale, and Pearl Vision, number 8056 in Phoenix.
This is Sherry Mays, and I'll second that motion.
Been moved and seconded to accept these applications for optical establishments. Any discussion? Move to roll call vote. Dale Nyblad, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Sherry Mays?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Deb Bright? Michael Searle?
Aye.
Terry Brown?
Aye.
Applications have been accepted for the optical establishments. Future meeting dates scheduled the first Wednesday of each month, with the exception of July. Future agenda items, we are going to move 5A, Arizona Optometric Partners, and 5B and 5C, Nationwide Vision Nogales, Green Valley, and Nationwide in Phoenix, Down Road. To the agenda. Call to the public. Thank you, public, for attending. Wally, thank you. Nice to hear from you. Jim McClafferty, thank you for being on. It is now 11:33 a.m., and this meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.